Friends of freedom, I am come to raise you up higher in your understanding of freedom. I came many years ago to these United States when a band of men had come together in their attempts to forge a new nation. I was able to work with perceptive individuals to bring forth a new concept of government as based on God-given rights that no human authority could take away. And one of those rights was indeed freedom of religion. Yet what could be done back then was according to the level of consciousness of the people and according to cosmic cycles. Cycles have turned, the consciousness of humankind has been raised, and thus in today's age we do not have a need for freedom of religion. We have a need for freedom from religion. And with that I mean the freedom from the dogmatic fear-based religions that have been a scourge on this planet for millennia. What was done in the American Constitution was to give people an outer freedom of religion, protected by law. They had a right to worship as they saw fit. Why was this freedom of religion so important? Because for centuries, the European continent had been in the stranglehold of the Catholic Church, who used military might to clamp down on any other religion, and who also resisted any renewal of that religion that might have brought humankind to a higher understanding of the true teachings of Christ. Thus, the main goal behind the Constitution of the American nation was to prevent one church from dominating the religious life of this nation, even to the point of dominating the government, or even to the point of being able to command the armies and send people out to fight in the name of God. That was attained in America and it has spread to many other nations. But we now need to step up to the next level. For while we have freed people's bodies to go to the church they want to go to or go to no church at all, we now need to free their minds from the stranglehold of religious doctrines and religious beliefs that are truly of Antichrist. This is the time to awaken the top 10% of the spiritual people on earth to the true inner path to personal Christhood, the path that transcends all outer religions and thus cannot be confined to a particular scripture, a particular doctrine, a particular organization, and cannot be attained by a particular spiritual practice repeated over and over again with no hot flame. It is time to awaken people to the fact that they have a right, an absolute God-given right to Christ truth. And they have a right to the truth that will make them free, that will make their minds free from the illusions and the lies of Antichrist put upon them by organized religions, put upon them, mind you, by, in the name of Christ. Imagine the tragedy that people are programmed to believe in the lies of Antichrist in the name of Christ, in the name of Jesus. This simply will not be tolerated anymore on this planet. planet. And as this filters through from the etheric realm to the physical, you will indeed see that many people will be awakened to the need to find the inner path beyond the outer religions. Yet, for this to be successfully anchored in the physical octave, there must be those in embodiment who are willing to be the forerunners. And I had, for many years, looking forward to this moment, counted on those who claimed to be students and chelas of Saint Germain, the God of freedom. Yet, too many of them have not yet stepped up to the inner path of spiritual freedom, preferring instead to take a different approach. Some have rejected all religion, saying they no longer believe in the existence of the ascended masters. Well, I must tell you that if you do not believe in us, we still believe in you. And we are willing to work with anyone at inner levels if they are willing to go within their hearts and truly ask for proof that we exist. If you ask honestly and with no ulterior motives of wanting to gratify your ego because you made a master appear to you, then we will respond. Please do not fall into the trap of asking us to appear to you in a conditional way, such as saying that unless we appear at this very moment, you will never call upon us again. My beloved, that will not work, for we do not respond to the conditions that can only be created by the human ego. But if you ask with a pure heart, you will know within that we are indeed real and that the path is real. Depending on your attainment, you might not see us physically. Depending on whether you are a visual person or a person who hears more than he sees. But you will receive an answer to an honest call. And thus we are prepared to give an extraordinary momentum to those who are willing to reach for the inner path and establish a personal inner connection to their Christ selves and to the ascended host. For truly, that is the only thing that can bring forth an awakening and a different approach to religion. And so I return to the different approaches taken by our students. As I said, some have taken the black and white approach of denying our existence. Some have taken the black and white approach to the opposite polarity, the opposite extreme, and putting us in the box by saying that we can appear only and we can speak only to one particular organization or one particular messenger. This is simply another fight and flight, black and white response of the ego. It is a refusal to exercise Christ's discernment so that you can follow your heart's call and possibly find us in another context if that is what is right for you. I do not say that every one of our former students should leave an older organization. But I am saying that everyone who claims to be a student of Saint Germain must follow their hearts and must be willing to heed the guru even if he appears as an ant. Therefore, I say to you, if you have put upon me the matrix that I can appear only through a particular messenger and I can speak only in a particular way, then you have attempted to put the God of freedom in a box, and I do not take to boxers. I break through them as if they never existed, for truly they never had any existence in the reality of God. And thus you might consider, if you are willing to be honest, that only the human ego could have the arrogance and the pride to think that it could put the God of freedom in a box and stop Saint Germain from moving where he wants to move in order to raise the consciousness of this planet. Wake up from this folly if you have been trapped in it, and listen honestly to your Christ self to see if it is time to move on as we, the ascended masters, have moved on. For we have yet much work to do on this planet, and we need those in embodiment to be here below, all that you are above, so that you can be ourselves in embodiment, as El Moya has explained so eloquently this day. Therefore I say to you, listen to your hearts. Wake up and stop following the blind leaders, the lawyers who have taken away the key of knowledge, because they want to be in control. And why do they want to be in control? Because they are controlled by their egos, and through their egos they are controlled by the very mind of Antichrist. This is almost unimaginable, that an ascended master organization in such a short time span can be turned around so completely that there is no longer room for me to enter, and that I cannot let this messenger enter the former church where he spent countless hours calling forth the violet flame as so many of you did. This is almost unprecedented in human history, that an ascended master organization can deteriorate so quickly and become as rigid as the Catholic Church has been for centuries. Yet it took centuries for the Catholic Church to become completely stifled in dogma and doctrine. I am the God of freedom, and I come to set all people free from the blind leaders who are found in every religion. But I truly would like to see those who are my students be the first ones to pick up the torch of freedom and shed the snakeskin of a rigid, dogmatic approach to religion that makes you think that you can make yourself comfortable and still keep up with the ascended masters. I must tell you that too many of you come to the altar to be pampered and to have your egos pampered so they can feel that you who are left are the faithful and true, that you are the only ones who are loyal, and that you will surely be rewarded in the hereafter for your blind loyalty. But no one will be rewarded for blind loyalty, for only those who are willing to open their minds to the living truth will be rewarded. For truly, we of the ascended host do not reward anyone as we do not punish anyone. The only way to be rewarded on the spiritual path is to raise your consciousness and become one with us so that you experience the freedom and the joy that we experience because you have become one with the flame that we are. How else can you possibly experience the joy of the flame of freedom unless you are one with that freedom flame? For too many thousands of years, the people of earth have believed that blessings is something that must rain upon them from above in some sort of miraculous manifestation. Yet, it has been 2,000 years since Jesus told you that the kingdom of God is within you. And yet you still hold on to the idea that by being loyal to an outer organization and blindly continuing to do the same thing over and over without listening to the voice of your Christ self that becomes louder and louder in its attempt to reach you. By doing this rigid outer work, you think you will someday be rewarded. This is folly and it needs to stop, my beloved hearts, for you simply are falling so far behind that if you do not wake up quickly, then you will not be able to catch up in the time you have left on earth. And if you are not able to catch up in this embodiment, how could you possibly ascend in this embodiment? It simply is not possible to ascend unless you raise your consciousness and follow along with the ascended masters, because I must tell you, as El Moya has attempted to explain to you, as Mother Mary has attempted to explain to you, the true path to the ascension is not a mechanical outer path. It is the path of seeking inner oneness with the ascended master, out of whose being you are. And thus, you need to recognize that the requirements for the ascension are not the same today as they were 10 or 20 years ago. For I have moved on in consciousness. And if you will become one with me, then you must come up to the level where I am at today, not to the level where I was at 10 years ago. How can you ascend by reaching the level of consciousness that is still below where I am? Well, you cannot ascend on the flame of freedom unless you reach my level of consciousness and thereby enter into my level of consciousness. For truly entering into my consciousness is the ascension, or entering into the consciousness of Jesus or El Moya or Mother Mary or Lord Maitreya or Gautama Buddha or another ascended being. You have assumed that you knew what it meant to ascend, but I tell you, it is not true. You have had a superficial view of the ascension because you have not truly studied and internalized our teachings. May I remind you of something that most of you have experienced as you found the teachings of the former dispensation. You came into the organization and you studied a few things and read a few things, but very quickly you became inspired by the need to serve us and to follow and fulfill the need of the hour, which involved giving many, many decrees and many, many services. There was nothing wrong with doing that at the time because it was the need of the hour to raise the planet and prevent certain calamities. We needed you to give that many hours of decrees. But I must tell you that the effect of that was that too many students entered into the teachings without knowing the teachings, without truly understanding and internalizing the teachings. And so what happened was that they read a few things here and there. They picked up a few things that people said, and they somehow tuned in to the collective consciousness of the organization and the organizational culture. And then suddenly they started to believe that they knew what the Ascended Master's teachings was all about, and they understood the path to Christhood and the path to the Ascension, because after all, it was just a matter of keep on giving your decrees until you had balanced 51% of your karma, and you would automatically ascend. At least that was the popular belief. But I am telling you, this is not true. No one has ascended in a mechanical manner, because it simply cannot be done. Had it been possible to do this, then the fallen ones would long ago have faked their ascensions and entered into the spiritual realm and started another war in heaven, thereby being cast out all over again. It cannot be done in a mechanical way, because it can only be done through the inner paths of becoming one with the greater being that you are. And unless you are willing to step up to the consciousness where we are, you cannot become one with us. It is indeed possible that a student can believe that he or she is doing all the right things, yet you are falling further and further behind the goal of your ascension, because you are staying at a certain level of consciousness where you have become comfortable, and I have moved on, or El Moya has moved on, or Jesus has moved on, and you have not been willing to move on with us. And therefore I must tell you that freedom is not something you can win once and for all. Freedom is something you must continually pursue, because freedom is the freedom of the human ego, and it is the freedom that can be attained only by perpetual vigilance, by perpetual alertness, and by perpetual surrender. Only if you are willing to continually surrender any aspect of your human self, even any aspect of the collective consciousness that enters your being, will you keep up with us.
Yes.
And therefore I say to you, either stop calling yourself chelas of the ascended masters, or look beyond the outer path and discover the true inner path. I am not concerned whether you belong to this or that outer organization, as long as that organization does not become a trap for your mind, as long as you are still willing to flow with the flow of freedom. But if an organization has become a trap, then be willing to acknowledge it and realize that you must either change your approach or leave that organization. Because sitting around thinking that you are loyal to the ascended masters by being loyal to the outer path and an outer organization is simply the same state of consciousness as that held by the scribes and Pharisees. And do you remember what Jesus called those who were in that state of consciousness? That is right. He called them hypocrites, because it is hypocritical to claim that you are a truly religious person, or that you are a student, or a chela of the ascended masters, when you are not willing to move on the inner path and rise beyond your present level of consciousness. And thus I say to you, be honest. Be honest. For how can you ascend if you cling to an illusion? Do you think any ascended master ever won his or her ascension by clinging to the illusion of the ego? Have you not realized that your ego will not be allowed in heaven, as Jesus explained when he told the parable about the wedding feast, and a man who had entered without a wedding garment was bound hand and foot and cast into outer darkness by his own ego? What is it that prevents our students from seeing that the path to the ascension is the path of becoming free of the ego, and that no aspect of the human ego will be allowed to enter the spiritual realm? And thus, I must give you another teaching about the ascension, because you have come to believe that as soon as you balance 51% of your karma, you will automatically ascend, and the moment you ascend, you will be an ascended master. This is an illusion that I truly do not believe can be justified by the teachings given in a former organization. It came out of the popular organizational culture, and it never came from the ascended host. You can ascend when you have balanced more than 51% of your karma, but you will not become an ascended master until you have balanced 100% and have completely set yourself free from the human ego. Truly, it has been said that if you balance 51% of your karma and do not slay the dweller on the threshold, you will end up embodying that dweller. And this alone should be enough to make you realize that you cannot simply walk in to the etheric realm as a full-fledged ascended master because you have balanced 51% of your karma but had not slain the ego and freed yourself from it. Thus I come not to the people who have been willing to open their hearts and be here. I come to deliver a message. And I know full well that the people who need to hear this message are not likely to ever hear or read it. But by speaking it in the physical octave, in this particular location, it will work at the etheric, mental, and emotional level. And thus, there is a greater opportunity that those who are willing to step up will indeed be able to lock into my message and free themselves from the age-old tyranny of outer dogmatic religions based on the consciousness of Antichrist. And thus I thank you who are here for giving me the platform where I could deliver this message, which truly is my first and my last attempt to awaken those who insist on being the blind followers of the blind leaders. And take note that I am not even addressing the blind leaders themselves, for that is simply a task for which I do not have time and attention. And thus, my beloved hearts, after having delivered this dire message that truly can be a depressing topic both for you who are hearing it and for me who is giving it, I now desire to end on a more positive note. And I suggest that you all stand up and we shall give some fiats to place away this consciousness. I am freedom. Freedom I am. 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 My beloved, please be seated, as I have yet one more thing to tell you. I am fully aware, as the God of freedom, that many people on earth fear freedom. Truly, it can be a scary thing to have freedom. And the reason for this is that your ego has a fear of making mistakes. The more freedom you have, the more choices you have. And thus, the more mistakes you can potentially make. And therefore, the ego is always tempted to create boundaries that makes it seem like as long as it stays within these boundaries, it will be safe and it will never make a mistake. And truly, as Mother Mary explains in her magnificent new book, there are those people who have become so afraid of making a mistake that they dare not make any decisions anymore. And yet I must tell you that the path to Christhood is the path of making right decisions. And as I have said before, I had to make millions of decisions, millions of right decisions to make my ascension. And I want to give you a greater understanding of what it means to make a right decision and what it means to make a wrong decision. For this is another popular myth that has been promoted in many spiritual organizations and religious organizations. It is so easy to set up a human dualistic scale for evaluating whether your decision is right or wrong. There are even many people who believe that if they do something that then turns out to be not what they expected or not what their peers or their society expected, then they have made a mistake. But I must tell you that the essence of life is growth. Therefore, any decision that helps you grow is a right decision. And any decision that prevents you from growing or does not produce growth is a wrong decision. And that is the only true measure of right and wrong, not some of the many millions of outer characteristics that people have dreamt up in their duality consciousness. Did not Jesus deliberately heal a man on the Sabbath to show people that setting up the criteria that if you do nothing on the Sabbath, you cannot make a mistake was simply wrong? Because you always need to use Christ's discernment. And if a person is sick, then certainly they should be healed. And if things need to be done, they should be done, whether it is on the Sabbath or any other day. And this, then, is the true key to making right choices, to realize that the decision that leads to growth is right. And that is why it is possible to turn all of your so-called human mistakes into springboards for your victory and your growth. It does not matter that you make what seems to be a mistake. It does not even matter that you make what might be a mistake. What matters is what you do with it. If you honestly admit your mistake and learn from it, then you have turned it into a victory because you have grown. And thus, please, be not so afraid of making decisions that you enter into the realms of those who dare not exercise their Christhood, but would rather follow the directions of their egos and the forces of this world. Do you see that following the forces of Antichrist is not the safety that many people think it is, for it only leads to further bondage and takes away your freedom. My beloved, I desire to see you be free of the state of consciousness, so that you dare to have the courage to rise up, and as El Moya has already said, try. Those who try have the option to learn and grow. Those who dare not try will remain where they are in consciousness. Yet, there is no standing still, for you are either growing or you are going backwards. The illusion that you can stand still and that in standing still you will be safe is an illusion that only the ego can believe in. And it believes it because it has created it. And it completely refuses to see any evidence to the contrary until you experience such a major crisis that you can no longer ignore the fact that you need to change your approach to life. I do not desire to see you wake up that way. I desire to see you wake up the gentle way, by realizing that the path is not about always making right decisions in a human, from a human perspective. The path is about learning from every decision. And before you can learn, you must indeed make decisions. Many years ago, this very messenger was indeed contemplating this topic. And he asked honestly for an answer. And I gave these words to him. You have to learn from your mistakes. So if you don't make any mistakes, how can you learn? And upon hearing those words from within, he was instantly set free from the fear of trying. And why is he standing here today, having attained a oneness with my presence that allows me to deliver such a long dictation without him skipping or losing the contact? It is because he has dared to try. And yet all of you can try as well, so that you can find your place in the scheme of things. And El Moya has attempted to give you courage and a determination of the will of God. So I come as the seventh ray master. He and I now arcing the entire span of the seven rays. And I come to give you the opportunity to overcome your fear of freedom, your fear of having options, your fear of making choices. And as I ask you, if you are willing to make the calls to my heart now and to see that I have placed my heart over this messenger's heart chakra and it forms indeed the living fire of the flame of freedom that can consume all your fear of freedom. And I ask you now, as you are willing to visualize that you pour your fears of freedom into that living fire where they are instantly burned. And please make your personal calls for what you desire to see go into that fire. And while you make your calls, I will give the fiats. I am freedom. Freedom I am. 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 Thus I seal you, the new you that you are, because now that you have given up a part of the old you, you have risen to a new sense of self and a new sense of freedom. And I ask you to allow yourself to feel that sense of freedom and to feel that you are indeed free of the heavy weight of the false teachers who want you to stay in the box they have created for you. Allow yourself to feel free and to feel that joy of freedom. And thus I seal you in the joy of freedom. That is truly the greatest joy you can experience in this octave. Thus it is finished. It is sealed. It is manifest. For I, the God of freedom, Saint Germain, have indeed spoken it.